Hello, I'm Moira Alderson with the BBC News. Two major political parties in Pakistan have reached an agreement to form a coalition government after this month's contentious election produced no clear winner. The announcement by the Pakistan Muslim League and the Pakistan People's Party ends days of uncertainty. The PTI party of the former Prime Minister Imran Khan called the coalition mandate thieves. Caroline Davis reports from Islamabad.
Addressing a late-night press conference, Bilawal Bhutto Zardari of the PPP announced that they'd come to an agreement with Nawaz Sharif's PMLN. He said that the former Prime Minister Shahbaz Sharif would be their nomination for the role again, while Bhutto's father will be nominated for president. This political union will look familiar. Shahbaz Sharif was Prime Minister before the caretaker government in Pakistan took over in the run-up to the elections, and the two parties were previously in coalition. If the deal goes through, it means Imran Khan's backed independents, who won a large number but not a majority of seats, will be in opposition.
There's been widespread condemnation at the UN of the United States' decision to block another resolution demanding an immediate ceasefire in Gaza. The Palestinian representative to the UN described the veto as reckless. France, a US ally, expressed regret that the measure had failed to pass. America's ambassador to the UN, Linda Thomas-Greenfield, spoke after the vote.
Proceeding with a vote today was wishful and irresponsible. And so while we cannot support a resolution that would put sensitive negotiations in jeopardy, we look forward to engaging on a text that we believe will address so many of the concerns we all share, a text that can and should be adopted by the Council.
The former president of Honduras, Juan Orlando Hernandez, has appeared in court in New York at the start of his trial on drugs charges. He's accused of being the key player of a smuggling ring which trafficked about 500 tons of cocaine into the US. He denies wrongdoing. Will Grant reports.
The former Honduran president, dressed in a suit and tie, appeared to fidget nervously in court before proceedings got underway. Among those expected to give evidence against Mr. Hernandez is Fabio Lobo, the convicted son of another former Honduran president. Two co-defendants in the case, including a former police chief, Juan Carlos El Tigre Bonilla, have already entered guilty pleas. Outside court, a handful of anti-Hernandez demonstrators chanted "Narco President" about the former US ally, who was extradited from Honduras on drug smuggling charges in 2022.
American prosecutors have charged two men with murder over a shooting at a Super Bowl victory parade in Kansas City last week. Police say the violence was sparked by an argument involving the pair. BBC News. An American YouTuber who gave harsh parenting advice to millions of followers has been jailed for child abuse. Ruby Frank had already admitted starving and torturing her six children. She's been given a prison term of up to 60 years. Mike Wendling reports.
Ruby Frankie said her YouTube channel showed the highs and lows of parenting, but prosecutors likened her household to a concentration camp. The story unraveled in August when Frankie's 12-year-old son climbed out of a window and ran to a neighbor's house, begging for food and water. It was the culmination of years of rumors that had spread about a YouTuber who once had more than 2 million followers. When one of her sons mentioned that he had been forced to sleep on a beanbag for months, fans began to comb through her archives and found other harsh punishments, like withdrawing meals and canceling Christmas. And when the cameras were turned off, there was severe abuse, including beatings and starvation.
A livestock ship, blamed for causing a foul smell that's engulfed the South African city of Cape Town, is departing for Iraq. The vessel docked in the harbour from Brazil on Sunday to load feed for its cargo of 19,000 cows. An animal welfare group which assessed the cattle on board described conditions as abhorrent. The British billionaire Jim Ratcliffe has completed a deal to buy part of Manchester United Football Club. He's acquired a nearly 28% stake in the Premier League side. The tycoon's investment is worth about $1.6 billion, allowing his company to take control of football operations at Old Trafford. And the Oscar-winning director Sam Mendes is to make four films about the Beatles, each from the perspective of a different band member. It's the first time permission and music rights have been granted by Paul McCartney, Ringo Starr, and the families of John Lennon and George Harrison to make a scripted film. The films are due to be released in cinemas in 2027. That's the latest world news from the BBC.